News now on the earthquake that caused a tsunami to hit the Solomon Islands. That's about 1,000 miles northeast of Australia. That occurred overnight. Reports say at least 13 people have died, but they're still counting everything that's happened there. Robert Aroga is editor of the Solomon Star newspaper. Mr. Aroga, welcome to Day to Day. Tell us, what is the latest there?
Well, the latest, as far as we know, is a lot of our boats have gone down tonight, down to the provinces that were hit by the earthquake and obviously the tsunami, for relief supplies. They are trying to get food to the people who are affected by the tsunami.
You have managed to speak to people in the region that was really hit hardest by the tsunami by telephone. And what have they been telling you?
Well, they've been telling us that they saw huge waves hitting, coming straight at them, and then started to throw buildings on the sea and some on the floor of the ground. And people were rushing for safety in the higher grounds or higher land, and those were the people who survived. And when the waves went by, a lot of things were carried back into the sea, including human beings as well. So the story wasn't really good, and a lot of the environment was also damaged.
What time of day was it when this tsunami struck?
Well, it struck at 7:40 a.m. in the morning, Solomon Islands time, on a Monday, the 2nd of April, 2007.
Was there any warning for people?
No, there was no warning. And remember that we don't have a warning center in the Solomon Islands, but we do have a warning center that is based in Hawaii. By the time the warning came, people were already in the bushes, running away from the huge waves trying to kill them.
So there are boats going from elsewhere in the Solomon Islands carrying rescuers and perhaps supplies. And when will they reach the site of the damage?
They should be there by when the dawn breaks this morning. Most of the boats, well, all of the boats are leaving from the capital, Honiara, down to the western province.
How many people live in this region where the tsunami really struck? Do you know?
Yes. It's approximately the two provinces would make up 100,000 people live in that region, which is quite a big number.
I'm just guessing that a lot of people on these islands would be fishing people, so they would be living next to the coast.
Correct. You are right. Solomon Islands are fishermen, and they live nearby the coast. And that's one of the things, the disadvantages. So when such things like the tsunami strike, it strikes at their heart, at their home, and it takes everything that they own.
Well, Mr. Aroga, thank you for speaking with us, and good luck there. Robert Aroga, editor of the Solomon Star. Thank you.
Thank you very much.